Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Well, as we were discussing earlier, the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, has set a new date of January 19th for restoring the Northern Assembly, which means elections may not take place until mid-April. So will this allow the space and time needed for discussions to resolve the impasse? Well, for reaction to this, we're joined now by Sinn Féin MLA for Newry Armagh, Conor Murphy, who's also former Northern Ireland Finance Minister. And you're welcome, Conor, to the programme this afternoon.
Thank you.
Do you believe there can be practical progress between now and this possible election date of mid-April next year? We were speaking to Simon Coveney a little earlier. He said he believes it could be done by the end of the year.
Well, I had always believed that the European negotiators' target was pre-Christmas, that they had invested quite a lot in over the last number of years in trying to get a serious negotiation with the British government, and I think they had set themselves a target of Christmas to see whether this was a serious negotiation from the British government. The sad fact for us in the North is that it's out of our hands, and yet we are the institution that is shut down because of it. Whether there's a deal done between the European Union and the British government will be a matter for both of them, and it will be done if the British government are willing to do a deal. It'll be done on their terms and at their time, not at the behest of the DUP, but yet the DUP have brought down now for over a year the North-South institutions, then subsequently the executive in February, and then the entire assembly operation following the election in May. And yet we still sit here in a limbo wondering if an agreement is going to be reached by two sets of bodies which are completely outside of our control. So we continue to be the casualty in all of this, and it's no matter how much that is impressed on the DUP, they seem determined to keep the Assembly out of operation at a time when we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis and our budgets are suffering as never before.
I wonder though, is the DUP looking at what is emerging over the last 24 hours or so in terms of the negotiations and thinking that perhaps their bet here is starting to pay off? Because it looks like, as Simon Coveney was telling us earlier, that the numbers of checks on goods between Great Britain and Northern Ireland will be reduced to the point where they might be almost invisible. And this is through the use of technology that the DUP has pointed out. Some were saying could never happen, that it was a unicorn idea to use this sort of technology. It looks like it's going to be used now.
Well, all of the parties, including ourselves, had wanted to see as frictionless a trade as possible, north, south and east, west. That's always been our ambition. And within the protocol arrangements was the ability to negotiate any issues or any hurdles that might arise in that. Because I'm sure not every scenario could have been envisaged in terms of that broad negotiation that reached the protocol agreement. But the DUP, far from, I think, warming up to the idea of agreement, seems to have been pushing that idea further away, and they seem to be moving the goalposts now onto issues like the European Court of Justice and other issues, and saying that the thing that they had spoken about all along, which was the checks in the IRC, are now not that important, and there are other issues as yet unresolved and likely to be unresolved that are important to them. So it will clearly be a test of them if the British government, in their own interests, reach a deal with the European Union, then where do the DUP go from there? The fortunate thing for us is they have the ability to prevent our institution in the North from functioning, and our ability to provide government and service to the people who have elected us, they have been able to prevent that now for some time.
Is it time then, Conor, do you think, to change the rules over how the executive can be formed? I know the Alliance Party has been calling that for some time.
Well, there's always been within the Good Friday Agreement a facility to look at the operation of the institutions and the agreement itself and tweak that if necessary, and we're very much up for having that discussion. We don't want to see that becoming a prerequisite to reforming an executive. We think an executive should be in place and should have been in place since February. We would have been able to do a three-year budget. We wouldn't be heading to a situation now where our health service doesn't know how much funding it has and is on its knees, essentially, where community groups don't know if they're going to receive funding and can keep people in very vital community work. And all of that is because the DUP have decided to keep down the executive over this period. So while clearly there are facilities within the agreement and the two governments can operate to ensure that the agreement works properly, I think our priority should be getting the Good Friday Agreement and the institutions back in place immediately and then trying to work through any other issues beyond that.
Would you be concerned, given now this precedent has been set with this legislation announced by Chris Heaton-Harris to delay the holding of the elections until at least January 19th, that this could happen again and again if there is no agreement reached?
Yes, well, the irony is that the legislation that we're currently operating under was brought in at the behest of the DUP following the New Decade New Approach Agreement. And now it seems to be that the interference and interruption of that legislation is again being brought in at the behest of the DUP. And I would hope at tomorrow's British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference meeting that the Taoiseach would raise this in a very serious fashion with the British Prime Minister, because what the Secretary of State has announced today is just further uncertainty at a time when we are direly in need of government here in the North.
It's better than an election, though, isn't it? I mean, Sinn Féin didn't want an election.
We wanted an executive back in place up to the point that that time frame ran out, and then we told the Secretary of State that he needed to move quickly to election to try and end this this impasse that the DUP have created. What we have is a situation where we now have no clear path as to how to get back to an executive again. The British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference is meeting tomorrow. The Taoiseach will have an opportunity to impress these matters on the British Prime Minister, and I would hope he would take the opportunity to do so, because we have no certainty from today's announcement. Legislation was created at the behest of the DUP is now being set aside at the behest of the DUP, and we have a situation where we are in a complete limbo with no even caretaker ministers in place, no sign of any budget being done, and our public services left on their knees as a consequence of all of that.
Simon Coveney said he agreed with Chris Eden-Harris's decision to cut MLA pay by 30%, including your own. Do you agree with it?
Well, we accept the arguments in relation to that, and we had raised this issue with Chris Eaton-Harris's predecessor, Brandon Lewis, and told him that he should take action in relation to pay if there was no assembly put back in place. It's unfortunate for the vast majority of MLAs who do want to go to work, who do want to turn up and get the job done in Stormont, that one party is holding all of that back. But I can understand entirely the arguments around that, particularly in a cost of living crisis when people are struggling themselves with their everyday bills and their households. So yes, we get that. We had asked for action to be taken in relation to it. But what we really want to see is the Assembly and the institutions back in place so we can all get back to work.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Conor Murphy, Sinn Féin MLA. We'll take-